This interview is brought to you by Panasonic Lumix G cameras for today's photographer.
I'm here with Jim Hyde. He's a photographer and author and all-around great guy who agreed to come here into Washington Square Park in San Francisco and have a quick chat with me about iLife 09, but specifically I wanted to chat about iPhoto 09. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Fred.
So, okay, iPhoto 09. We both have some history with the application. Just for those folks that are considering buying it, should they buy it?
Well, if you are a beginner to really intermediate level photographer, iPhoto is a great product for kind of handling the big three, the tripod of digital photography needs, mm-hmm. of asset management,
yep.
storing and managing your stuff, image enhancement, making it look better, and sharing it, getting it out there to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
For advanced photographers, iPhoto is a little bit lacking in the image editing department. It's no Lightroom, it's no Photoshop, it's no Aperture, but it doesn't intend to be. Yeah. What its real strengths are ease of use, it's very approachable, and great, great sharing features. The ability to make various print products, books, calendars, greeting cards, really are not met by any of those other products that I mentioned.
Yeah. So, okay, if I'm an Aperture user right now, what would be the benefit of using an application like iPhoto over just staying where I am with Aperture?
From the sharing perspective, iPhoto lets you make greeting cards and calendars. And Aperture has very nice book publishing capabilities that, in fact, give you more control over the design of pages than iPhoto does. But Aperture doesn't do greeting cards, and it doesn't do calendars.
Yeah.
And Apple has done a nice job of integrating those two apps, where when you're in Aperture, you can access your iPhoto library, and it's not that difficult to bring images from Aperture into iPhoto to go the other way around.
Okay, so what's new in iPhoto 09, or what excites you the most?
Well, Aperture. Apple really shored up all three legs of the tripod. In the asset management leg, there's this new, there are two new methods of managing your photos or categorizing your photos that are called Faces and Places. Yep. Faces is a facial recognition technology that Apple has built into iPhoto, where you can basically train iPhoto to recognize specific individuals' faces.
Wait. That is, what's the name of that church?
That's the Church of St. Peter and Paul here on Washington Square in San Francisco's North Beach.
And what time is it?
I believe if we count the chimes, we'll find that it is 5 o'clock Pacific time.
Okay, let's start counting. One. All right,
yes,
so
this is on location.
This is on location.
You can't make this stuff up, folks.
At exactly 5 o'clock. So you are okay. So we were talking about the features in iPhoto and your favorite one. So Faces and Places.
Faces and Places. Faces is the facial recognition technology where you can train it to recognize faces, and with varying degrees of success, it will get better and better at recognizing you've imported a photo of Frederick. You've imported a photo of Jim. Whatever. I'm probably not going to use that all that much because I don't take a whole lot of portraits.
Mm-hmm.
But for kind of the target iPhoto user, someone who takes a lot of family photos, pictures of the kids kind of thing, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm a little more excited about the Places feature because this kind of ties into one of my great addictions, as you know, is Flickr,
uh-huh.
the online photo sharing.
Do people
site.
Actually use that, Flickr?
It's catching on. I've heard it's catching on. Places is geotagging for your photos. If you have an iPhone 3G, which has GPS built into it, if you have one of the Nikon Coolpix cameras that has GPS, or if you have a little GPS add-on that is available for a growing number of digital SLRs, like this one, it was $149 from Amazon, a device that will tag your photos, your EXIF data with latitude and longitude data,
yep.
iPhoto 09 will recognize that, and it will automatically place those photos on a map for you.
Like within Google Maps or within the application itself?
Within the application itself, so that you can then categorize and browse your photos by place. And it's very cool the way it works, so they did a real nice job with the user interface. Now, if you don't have geotagging or GPS capabilities in your camera, you can then go in and just manually add that stuff. And there, it does tie into Google Maps, and it will display a Google map right within the iPhoto window and drop a pin on the location, and you can say, you know, I took this in Washington Square,
right,
in San Francisco, and it will associate it with that. Now, if you go and then upload one of those photos to Flickr, that geotagging data will then automatically be, you know, tossed right into Flickr,
yep,
and you end up with the with the photo shown on your Flickr map.
Do those two features work well together? For example, if I wanted to see all the photos of Jim Hyde taken in San Francisco, could I do that?
Yes. Yeah, that's that smart album feature that has been around for several versions of iPhoto now,
mm-hmm,
where it's basically like creating a smart search feature where you can say, show me photos of Jim taken in near Washington Square, and it will list the places where you have taken photos.
Yeah. So if I'm using one of those other applications like Lightroom or Aperture, let's say Aperture, because I know they're relatively, iPhoto and Aperture are tied together pretty well. Do I give anything up by managing, say, my raw file specifically in Aperture and then doing my, everything else in iPhoto? Does that work, or should I stay to one application for everything?
You would probably want to stay in one application for the bulk of your, well, you'd certainly want to stay in one application for all of your keywording and your, all the metadata, all the stuff that you're doing to make your photos easier to find.
Mm-hmm.
I think what probably works best is for the Aperture user dipping into iPhoto for the things that iPhoto does that Aperture doesn't. And that might be, as I mentioned before, some of the print projects, the greeting cards, the calendars, maybe taking advantage of some of the places stuff, or sharing with some of the social networking sites, which is one of the other things that iPhoto 09 has added.
Like being able to publish up to Flickr.
Or Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, when you publish, I don't know if you said this before, but when you publish a photo that you've recognized or tagged someone in iPhoto, does that tag travel up to Facebook? Because Facebook also has the tagging feature.
It does. And even cooler still, and I was really kind of pleasantly surprised, Apple really kind of sweated a nice little detail here. If you publish a photo from iPhoto to Facebook, and the face is not tagged, but as you mentioned, someone in Facebook can tag the photo, if you then update that album in iPhoto, iPhoto will retrieve that tag back from Facebook and associate it within, and add that that name tag in iPhoto.
Inside the application. If there's a crowd of people, I took a group shot,
yes,
and I only knew two of the people of a six-person crowd, but the other people knew, once I tagged that in iPhoto and pushed that up,
exactly,
the other four people tagged themselves, when those tags, you're saying, would come back down into iPhoto?
Exactly, yeah.
Now, okay, that's pretty cool. So if those tags come back down into iPhoto, does that mean I can then search on those people throughout my database and, say, oh, that's who that person was in 90% of my photos? It would go through it and tag them?
If, in theory, the facial recognition technology really, worked perfectly.
Yeah.
Which it doesn't always. I think someone on a blog said, the name of the blog post on Macworld.com was, "No iPhoto, I do not look like Steve Jobs," or something like that. It's facial recognition technology, but not the same kind that Jack Bauer has access to.
Right. It's not what that TSA has in the airports, right?
Exactly. It gets better as you train the app with more and more photos of a given person. It does get better at recognizing that person.
Yep.
In theory, it would do that. So if they would tag it on Facebook and you sync that back to iPhoto, you could then at least use that as a starting point to identify those photos of your friend Cynthia who might appear, throughout that.
Yeah. So what about the books? The books and prints and those sorts of products. I've heard pluses and minuses from various people. Some people love them to death, and some people say the quality's not there.
Yeah.
What do you feel? Is the quality there? I know it's a subjective question, but for someone looking to use those as, say, a pro product.
Yeah, it definitely depends on what your definition of there is.
Mm-hmm.
Is it National Geographic quality? No. Is it Rizzoli art book quality? No. However, sometime within the last 6 months or so, Apple did an update of iPhoto, of the previous version of iPhoto. It was up to like 7.1.5 or who knows what specific decimal version, where they greatly improved the richness of the blacks. And in my opinion, that was kind of one of the weak spots of the HP Indigo press that they use for those on-demand print jobs. Such that they're really pretty darn good. I have found, in my experience, photos that don't reproduce quite as well are ones that don't have a whole lot of contrast. Maybe like a foggy beach scene. You can almost kind of see some striations in the in the printing.
Okay.
But
a continuous tone images like blue skies and that sort of thing.
No, those generally print well. It's almost more. Program photos that would, if you look at the histogram, would be kind of, wouldn't have a whole lot going on the left or on the right.
Gotcha.
They're just kind of very grayish. They're just not a lot of, there's not a lot of deep, rich blacks and big, bright whites.
Yeah.
Photos that have a nice, broad spectrum of whites to blacks and good saturation, even deep blue skies, generally they reproduce really, really well.
Really? Okay.
And I have found, too, that the, of the three, in my opinion, the calendars, and the cards tend to print better than the books. And I don't know if that's a function of the paper stock, because the calendars and cards are on a heavier stock than the books, or whether that's just kind of my own subjective experience or the photos that I have used. But the short answer is, they are certainly suitable for, they're completely suitable for kind of a family keepsake type gift application. And for pro applications for, for portfolio books or kind of lavish brochure kinds of things, I think they're very much ready for prime time.
Excellent. Okay, so I know this is a photography blog that this video is going to show up on, but there's another application that I'm interested in that's in the suite, and that's iMovie.
Ah, yes.
So iMovie, which I'm going to use to edit this video with for the very first time and force myself to learn the new metaphor. What's new in iMovie? Movie and why specifically, A, what's new in my iMovie, and B, why should photographers care?
Well, let's start with the second question. Photographers should care because you can use still photos in iMovie. Mm-hmm. You can make really quite beautiful video montages of still photos in iMovie and then publish those directly to YouTube from iMovie, burn them to a DVD from iMovie, send them to Apple's iDVD, part of iLife. Mm-hmm. Or export them in a variety of formats and can go on your iPod or your iPhone and be viewable that way. So, it's a great way to showcase photos.
Yeah.
And you can
The Ken Burns effect that they had in the previous versions, or is it more controllable, Photo Magico has, in that their slideshow application?
It's
or somewhere
not,
in between?
It's somewhere in between. It's not quite as lavish as Photo Magico, but then they also have in iMovie 09, Apple has added these motion graphics themes where you can kind of pour photos into pre-designed themes that show the photos off in a variety of cool ways.
Okay.
So that's why photographers should care, because iMovie is a nice way to, is yet another vehicle for presenting those photos.
Gotcha.
One of the neat things as far as what's new in iMovie, and watching you shoot this at the opposite end of the park bench, I can tell that this is probably one of the features that you're going to use first.
I know what you're going to say.
It's something called image stabilization.
Because I'm not on a tripod.
Exactly. Image stabilization in iMovie is a virtual tripod. It's ridiculously cool. You select a clip in iMovie and you choose a command, and iMovie analyzes the clip, comparing one pixel to the next and one frame to the next, and then zooms in a little bit and then positions each frame up, down, left, right as necessary to stabilize that clip.
That's awesome.
And it basically puts, your handheld video on a tripod. It's amazing. It's amazingly effective.
So for the people that are watching this video right now, I am actually pretty shaky holding this. And if all goes well when I edit this down, it will appear rock solid steady.
Exactly.
And I'm actually shaking a little bit on purpose just so that there's a lot of shaking here. But I am moving around. So we'll see how it works.
Yeah.
Cool.
So image stabilization is one new thing. Those motion graphics themes I mentioned a minute ago are another new thing. Another big thing that people kind of barked about when iMovie 08 came out, because it discarded a lot of the things that people had kind of grown used to in the older iMovie, is this thing that Apple calls the Precision Editor, which just gives you a lot more control over the cuts between clips. So it's a much more precise editing tool than the earlier release of iMovie was.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, Jim. Where can people go to find out more about what you're working on?
They can check out my iLife book and my iLife-related rantings at maciLife.com, and they can check out my photos at flickr.com/JimHyde.
Excellent. Is it flickr.com/photos/JimHyde?
You can actually just use your username after that, and it will redirect.
Did they? Oh,
they got that right.
They got that. Awesome. Cool. Yeah. All right, Jim. Thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure, sir.